You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. As you may or may not know, I'm a comedian by night. And as much as I love talking about old video games, telling jokes is how I actually pay my bills. So please check out my website. In addition to old episodes of this podcast, you'll find my blog, videos of my stand-up, all of my upcoming shows, and my contact information. If you need a comedian for your next fundraiser, corporate event, house party, whatever you got going on, hit me up. Again, it's abcomedy.net. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please tell a friend. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game, my retro gaming podcast, where every week a buddy of mine and I sit down and we geek out about a game from back in the day. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you are current to the show, you're like, well, this isn't Wednesday. Why is this episode going up? This is an extra episode. We're uploading on Friday. This is one I've been meaning to get uploaded for quite some time. So my apologies to my guest, who this week is my nephew, Ben. He is 12 years old. He was actually on the show before, back way back, episode number 8, talking about Mario Party with me. And over Christmas, I was out at his place for the holidays, and we snuck away from the madness of about a dozen kids running around the house during the holidays to talk video games for a little while. So this one is a little bit different. We aren't going retro this time. This is a 35-year-old gamer and a 12-year-old gamer just talking about games in the world today. We primarily focus on Fortnite, and we get a little bit into Smash Brothers near the end, Smash Ultimate near the end of the show. We also talk a little about streaming and what's going on in that world as well. I'll tell you, it's a really good episode, man. Ben, like I said, Ben has been on the show before. Ben is smarter than me. Ben is a much better talker than I am. And Ben is big into the YouTube. He's got his own channels. He does his own videos and things like that. He's really talented. He's really good at writing and creating and stuff like that. And so I was totally jacked that he wanted to come back on the podcast. And I was happy to have him on, and he killed it again. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy this. Fortnite is one of those things. I know that like the kids today love it, but it's not just kids today. You know, I think a lot of adults like it too. And if you're an adult that plays games and you don't like Fortnite, maybe it's not for you. Maybe you just kind of crap on it because it's the popular thing to do. It's like the new Minecraft. And I actually really enjoyed Minecraft, and I really enjoy Fortnite, even though I really, really suck at Fortnite. So, let your guard down, put your hair down, and just relax and enjoy this episode. It's Friday. You know, I'm giving you guys a bonus episode. You guys should be ecstatic about this. I have nothing else to plug. I'm just going to get right to the episode. We had a long talk, and I'm really excited to get to it. So again, Ben, thank you so much for coming on the show. You guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We will be back to the retro stuff again next Wednesday. But this was a nice break. It's cool to talk to someone that games today, as someone that's been gaming for probably about 30 years now, and to just see where the industry is and what they enjoy compared to what we enjoyed as kids and things like that, right? I mean, man, when I was 12... What was that, 1995, like, something like Fortnite or the Switch or a PS4 or freaking tablets or YouTube or any of that stuff would have blown my mind, you know? So it was cool. It was cool to get a new perspective, I think, and hope you guys are going to enjoy it. That said, I'm going to cue the music, and I'm going to get to my chat with my nephew, Ben, where we look into Fortnite, Smash Ultimate, gaming today as a whole. Really special episode. Ben, thanks a lot for doing it. You killed it. I hope you guys enjoy it. Here we go. All right, so returning to the podcast this week, one of the most requested guests in the history, the 4 months history or whatever it would be of this podcast is the mysterious Ben X.
Yes, that's me.
My nephew Ben. We're not going to say your last name because you're a child, and I don't know if there's any weirdo. Well, anyone that listens to this podcast is a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna just go with Ben X from somewhere in British Columbia. A mysterious town in British Columbia.
It's really small.
And we're not going to swear this week, which makes things a little bit interesting for me. But that's all right. I like a challenge. I'm getting up for a challenge. So first of all, my friend, we are recording this on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Adam.
And Merry Christmas to everyone listening to this thing, wherever you are. I have no idea when this is going to go live. So it could be like March. By the time you're listening to this, I don't think it will be. It's probably sometime in January. But Merry Christmas to everyone that's listening to this. I hope you had a great holidays. I hope you had a great new year. And I hope Santa brought everything you wanted. Or if you're mean, I hope that he didn't bring you anything. I hope he brought you a PlayStation Classic. I hope that's what everyone that was bad got. Have you seen anything about the PlayStation Classic?
I have, because I've seen all the videos of like 10 times PlayStation ripped off Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
You know those? Like, have you seen, I see them at Walmart, the little moving things. It's like the Wii remote, but
yeah.
It's got like a ping pong ball.
Yeah, the PlayStation Move.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, PlayStation Move, yeah. And it's clearly just a Wii remote. And the PlayStation Classic is like the biggest turd in the history of video games.
Yeah, because I just know that Nintendo released their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Their NES Classic, I think it is.
Yeah, the NES Classic and the Super Nintendo Classic.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? And we aren't going to talk, we're not going to talk classic consoles the whole time. We'll get into the game in a minute.
Yeah.
But what's crazy, I was texting with my friend Chris yesterday. Shout out to Chris because I know he's listening to this because he listens to everyone or every podcast because he's as big a nerd as you and I are. I was texting him yesterday for Boxing Day. Best Buy has the PlayStation Classic on for like $50 off. Which is like 40%, and that thing's been out for like a month. The Nintendo Classics were sold out all the time. And the PlayStation Classic, after 3 weeks, is on sale for almost half off because it's such a piece of crap.
Okay, I think either you or Chris should get the PlayStation Classic so that you guys can make fun of it on one of these podcasts. Because I know he does a lot of these.
Well, the only problem with that theory is that somebody needs to shell out the $80 for the PlayStation Classic.
Oh.
Maybe we can convince Auntie Shay to sponsor an episode of the podcast for $80.
She?
I don't think it's going to happen. But yeah, maybe we will. I don't know. If they get much cheaper, I might get one just to crap on it. But I'm not paying $80 for that thing. I could buy a new game for $80.
Yeah. So. I made a stupid decision. And Nana, my grandparents got me a gift card and I bought ARMS with it. You know that game for the Switch?
Yep, I know ARMS, yeah. You didn't like it?
It doesn't really have that much to do.
Oh, okay.
But I know my friend Chloe likes it, so...
Is Chloe listening to this?
No, probably not.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
Like, for the podcast.
Oh, all right. Well, at least somebody likes ARMS anyway. So, okay. But that said, the game we are talking about this week is not an $80 game. Or a $60 game, or a $40 game, or a $20 game. It is a $0 game, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And that and that is Fortnite for the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, the Nintendo Switch,
Samsung,
cell phones, iPads, PC. Pretty soon you'll probably be able to just play it with rocks out in the backyard because it's taking over the world.
Yeah.
The biggest video game in the world.
I don't think it's going away for a really long time.
No.
Because there's not going to be a new game that's going to come out that's as good, like, offers as much as Fortnite that is also free.
No, I agree with that.
And that is open to so many different people.
And what's crazy about Fortnite is, like, for the long, I would say the biggest, probably the biggest video game of the last 15 years was Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was, I've been playing video games for 30 years. And I can think of maybe two or three times a game blew up around the world like Minecraft did. Like, it was on everything. You used to play Minecraft all the time. I played Minecraft all the time. I love Minecraft. It's fun.
I got Minecraft taken away from my class because they used to have it for free on, like, the computers.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have to do work on the computers. So, like, when I was in grade two, I built this big gold castle thing. I'm getting into this because...
No, that's okay. Yeah, it's your episode.
Exactly like Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
And, So some random person in my class, I think his name is Skylar, he walked up to the top of the tower and I pushed him off the ledge and his little Minecraft guy died. And then Miss Brigden was like, okay, no more Minecraft. And then everyone was really sad.
So they took Minecraft away from your class because you killed somebody in it?
Yeah, but like it was happening all the time. I remember these two kids, I think... They built, like, a house in Minecraft, and they had a bunch of dogs inside of it. And someone burned down their house, and all the dogs died in it.
Huh.
And she started crying. And it's so bad. There are so many things that happen with Minecraft.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as an adult, because it was like Lego on a video game. It was like my relaxed game. I would put on a podcast or something. And just listen to music or my podcast and just build Lego on Minecraft. It was fun. But for you kids, that was like I really feel like for your generation, Minecraft is like your Mario, like Super Mario Brothers, like the original Mario on the original Nintendo from like 1985. For people my age, that's the game that got a lot of us playing video games. It was like that one, or it was like the original Zelda. They're the ones that got us all playing video games. And with your group, I think a lot of kids today, like, outside of like crappy iPhone games and stuff, got started on Minecraft. Like, that game took over. And it was a cultural phenomenon. It was huge. And it seemed like nothing would ever going to stop it. And then this weird Fortnite thing came along.
I feel like Minecraft died a bit before Fortnite came out.
Why?
Because I feel like in a couple of years, Fortnite is going to be the new Minecraft. Because Fortnite isn't like memed for being... Cause like,
wait. So do you mean Fortnite will be the new Minecraft in a couple of years because like everyone will quit playing it?
Yeah, but like Minecraft is made fun of because people will be like, oh my gosh, Fortnite is just Minecraft, but it's actually not.
No, it's not at all.
No one really plays Minecraft that much anymore that I know. It's all like Fortnite.
Yeah, well, and that's a trend thing, right? Like that's what's going to happen is like eventually something is going to come along. And you know what? You heard it here first. On episode, I don't know what episode number this is going to be. 29? You heard it. You heard this on Remember the Game. Minecraft 2 at some point will come out and it will take over. It will take the title back from Fortnite.
Yes.
I'm calling it. When they release a new Minecraft, they'll put a... Because you know what they'll do? So, okay. I know we're kind of all over the map here. I don't care. It's the holidays that I've been drinking heavily for 2 days. So I'm kind of loopy. But it's I'm not drunk right now. It's like 10 a.m. I'm not drunk right now. Ben, you can confirm I'm not drunk right now.
I'm sorry for eating an almond.
Yeah, and he's eating an almond into the microphone. So this is a great episode of the podcast. All right, well, thank you guys so much for No, I'm just kidding.
Have you ever heard of ASMR? Randomly off topic?
No.
Okay.
ASMR? I need
to show you what that is.
Okay, like after the podcast?
Yes.
Okay, because they're not going to know what it is.
Like, I can look it up while we talk. You know, it's really good.
What is it, though?
Noises.
Maybe we should do that after the I don't have a way to hook it up to my thing to put it into the podcast. No one's going to hear it.
Okay.
They're going to be listening to you and I watching a YouTube video. And then I'll start getting complaints from everybody. They're already going to complain that we're talking about Fortnite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look up ASMR.
Look up ASMR. And we will look it up after the show. Okay, so that's where I was gonna. Where was I going with that? So with Fortnite, there were other. So it's that battle royal mode. That's the biggest draw. Like that's the primary draw to Fortnite is battle royal gameplay, where they drop 100 people onto a planet, and it's last man or woman standing.
Yes.
Like that's the concept of it. And they're not.
Sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say they're not the first game to do that.
Minecraft did that.
Minecraft did a battle royal mode.
They did a Hunger Games.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They drop like 30 people in.
Oh, okay.
Chests everywhere, and they just kill each other.
Oh, okay. So then there's that. There was what was it?
PUBG.
Yeah, PUBG. Like Fortnite, basically at its concept, Fortnite took PUBG's idea, made it free, and put PUBG out of business. Yeah, and made it cartoony. Like I think it's funner to play than PUBG because I like the cartoony aspect of it.
Yeah, PUBG is in the top 10 most selling games of all time.
Right.
Somehow, like but I get why people like battle royales.
Right.
But it doesn't have the same feel for me.
No, it doesn't.
Like to people who play Call of Duty, which is a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't go to Fortnite. They go to that first.
I agree with that. Yeah. Anyone that wants a more serious game would go to that.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at Crash Plan. Visit crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of Crash Plan. Crash Plan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Fortnite's the cartoony one. And that's where I was going to go. I remember now where I was going to go with it. I really think that with Minecraft 2, which is eventually going to happen, because that name is too big for them to not make another Minecraft game. That would be like if the Nintendo decided to stop making Zelda games. Like, they're going to make another Minecraft game. And when they do, I bet you they put a battle royal mode in it. The 100 person, you could drop in and play. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because Call of Duty just did that too.
Right. It's almost like a new genre. It's blown up. Like, it's a new thing in gaming is these battle royal modes. You know, like, I can't believe, and maybe I'm mistaken, and if I am, please nobody yell at me. I don't have Splatoon 2, but like, I can't believe there's not a battle royal mode in Splatoon.
Like, I'm so sorry. I feel like I have almond in my teeth and it's really distracting me.
That's okay, buddy. Yeah, no one can see your teeth. Nobody can see you. And you don't have any in your teeth. You're fine.
Molly can.
Molly can. My producer here. But okay, so Fortnite is the biggest. It's the video. Okay, so like, here's, I don't even know if you're going to know all of this, but here's how this is the biggest game in the world. You don't need Nintendo Online to play it. Nintendo just released Nintendo Online, where you have to pay like $25 a year or whatever to play online, and you don't need it to play Fortnite. Fortnite, like Epic Games, the people that make Fortnite, basically told Nintendo, like, we'll put our game on your system, but people don't have to pay to play it. And Nintendo, who is like notorious for not playing by the rules, was like, yeah, okay, we need your game. And then Nintendo and Microsoft were doing crossplay with each other, where you could take your account and, like, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff. And PlayStation wouldn't do it because PlayStation is the biggest console in the world. And Epic was like, hey, you know what? Like, yeah.
Just scream. Epic just screamed at them until they would do
it. Yeah, Epic was like, hey, no, you listen to us. You play nice with those guys. And they were able to tell the biggest console in the world, like, no, you have to do this. Like, they have so much power right now. It's really incredible. Like, they're the ace in the video game world right now.
Yeah, it's so weird to think about because they have never had another hit, I don't think. I have never heard of Epic Games.
No, I don't either. I don't know what they did before this, but now they've got a, like, I can't even imagine how much money this game makes on a daily basis.
I know, 'cause if you've been to a match, there isn't, like, a single person you see that doesn't have a skin. Except
right.
for you.
And that's really. Where, yeah, except for me. Yeah, like, I haven't played Fortnite in a long time. I'm so bad at it. So with that said, we'll get into the game itself. So go ahead and explain. I can't imagine anyone is listening to this that doesn't know what Fortnite is.
I know.
But go ahead and explain, Ben. If you had to explain to an idiot, we shouldn't say that word. If you had to explain to someone that doesn't know video games what Fortnite is, how would you explain it?
I would say that 100 people are thrown into a huge arena and it gradually gets smaller and forces them to come together and kill each other. And last man standing wins.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, I know Fortnite has been a thing for longer than people think, because I know that a bunch of people know this, but it actually started with Save the World. Do you know what that is?
No.
So Fortnite Save the World is what Fortnite used to be. And on like June or July of last year, 2017, they added a Battle Royale addition to it.
Oh, so it existed before the Battle Royale thing?
Yeah, it's called a PvE, player versus enemy.
Okay.
So it's just like these stupid zombies come at you and you got to build like this huge base and stuff.
Oh.
A bunch of the guns that they bring into the game are literally pulled straight from Save the World. I'm sorry, I can smell Rudy's breath, which I just know it's his because it smells so bad.
Yeah, we have just a couple of dogs laying in here, guys, so. And you might be able to hear some background noise. This is, we're not in the studio here. Like I said, we're in small town, mysterious BC.
This is the same place that we did our first podcast, which is almost like a year ago now.
Yep, you're right. I didn't know that. So I wonder if what happened then is they were doing PvE and then PUBG started blowing up with the Battle Royale mode. And then I know people are going to be listening to this and be like, it's Battle Royale. I don't care, Battle Royale. I'm a pro wrestling fan and pro wrestling is a Battle Royale. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Called Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. Battle Royale. Battle Royale. Anyway, doesn't matter. Point is Fortnite saw what PUBG was doing and was like, oh, that's what people want. And just took their, and like literally they took their idea, made it free. It just made a ton of money off of it.
Yeah. It was so smart of them to make it free.
So then with PUBG, can you do the building and stuff?
No.
Okay,
cause I don't think so.
Okay, because like to me, that's where like honestly, that's where Fortnite lost me, because I'm so bad at building stuff that I was just getting worked, and that's why I just quit playing because I suck.
No,
you're good. Because you're pretty good at Fortnite.
Yeah, I have 50 wins, I think now.
Shut up.
Yeah, because I had like 35 on my Xbox, and I screenshot every time you get a win on Switch, which is kind of ridiculous how they didn't put stats on Nintendo.
Oh,
they didn't
yeah.
have it on mobile either.
Right. Oh, wow. That's crazy. So there's no way to see how many times you've won on your Switch?
No, but you can on like everything else except
mobile. Oh. You know how I didn't know that there's no way to tell how many wins you have on the Switch?
Because you haven't won.
Because I have zero wins. Oh. Hey, quiet. I have a second. I have 1 second.
We got second together, like 3 times.
Oh, yeah, because that's the other thing is like, yeah, because you can play like duos.
Yeah.
It's the duos, and can you play 4 versus 4?
You can do squads, which is 4 people on a team.
Okay, so you could go duos, so then instead of 100 people, it's 50 teams of 2. And you can do squads, where it's 25 teams of 4.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that it? Like, is that all the team modes?
Yeah, and then they have limited time, like, modes, so. One of them, for example, is called Solid Gold.
Okay.
And all the weapons are legendary.
Oh, so everyone just like jacked up.
Yeah, or high explosives, where it's just explosives.
You know what? Like, this is not a reference for you. This is for the people listening. But you know what I think Fortnite is to kids today from like people, because I'm 35. So people my age that grew up like that were in junior high, junior high and high school in the Nintendo 64 days. It really feels like Fortnite is your golden eye. We used to play GoldenEye 007 on the Nintendo 64, and it was a shooting game, and you could make all these changes and put all these different weapons and modes in and stuff, and it was awesome.
I have heard of that.
It was great, and I really think that Fortnite is like this generation's GoldenEye, because I didn't realize you could do stuff like that, where you could all get all the super weapons and all that kind of stuff.
And they just added a new mode called Creative.
Okay.
Which is creative mode in Minecraft.
Oh, really?
You can do whatever you want. You can build your own stuff. Build your own Fortnite map.
Wow. So they like, do you still battle?
Yeah, well, you can battle on it too.
Hmm. So that's, see, like, and I'll give the Epic, I keep wanting to say the people that make Fortnite, but it's Epic Games. I'll give Epic Games credit. They are great at, like, they're not just sitting back and just letting Fortnite exist and collect money off it. Like, they're constantly releasing new things, new modes, new skins, new, like, they're finding ways to make sure that it doesn't Minecraft. Like, it doesn't hit a point where people just get bored of it. You know what I mean? Like, they're always tweaking it and stuff like that. And the fact that it's free is, I mean, there's people that think that it's bad for gaming, that they're releasing free games, which I could listen to that argument. But, like, the fact that it's free and you get that much cool stuff with it is pretty rad.
Yeah, and you can just, they give you free stuff, too. Like, right now they're doing the 14 days of Fortnite, which I hate saying because it sounds so cringy. But you just got to do a challenge, and they give you, like, one thing. And it's not just, like, a small thing. Like, they have, like, an emote where you just throw up a picture.
Oh, cool.
They have, like, a snowball that you can throw at people. There's, like, it's called a back bling, which is also cringy, and I don't like saying. It's just, like, something that you put on your guy's back.
Cool. Okay. Well, see, but that's smart, though. It keeps people coming back.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's where I was going to go that we never went into is the crafting stuff. Like, and that's one of the things about Fortnite is, like, you can go around and collect, like wood and metal and rocks and things like... Can you collect rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, and things like that. And then you can build, like, staircases, walls, like, build... And, dude, I'll tell you, like, I mean, you're probably getting good at it. I haven't watched you play Fortnite in quite a long time. But, like, when you watch the clips online and watch the streaming of it and stuff, the speed at which people can build these, like, ridiculous shelters to hide in is insane. Like, I feel like such a goof when I play, because I like, it's like I'm just slowly running around with my sniper rifle, like, hiding. That's what I do, is I hide and I see how long I can get.
I literally never see people that are bad at Fortnite. They're all good.
Yeah,
it's
getting very competitive.
Yeah, definitely. They started doing tournaments.
Mm-hmm. And it's overwhelming now to somebody like me that sucks at it to jump in, because it's like, literally my only option is to hide.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's because I know they're gonna work me as soon as someone finds me.
Yeah, you just gotta ambush someone.
Yeah, it's
like
it really comes across as a game that, like, it's too competitive now for, like, a new person to jump in. Like, you have to be the most patient person, because you could jump in and learn how to play, you know. You could be a new, like, I guarantee you a ton of, it's Christmas Day that you and I are doing this. A ton of people got new PlayStations or Xboxes or Nintendo Switches or iPads or whatever for Christmas. And they're downloading Fortnite for the first time and trying it. And they're probably getting destroyed.
Yeah.
But definitely, if you're patient enough, then you can get good at it. I'm not patient enough. I get so mad because someone starts shooting at me and I don't even know where they are. And then by the time I find them, I'm dead.
Yeah, because... What was I going to say? I just looked down and saw that it was just 11-11.
Oh.
And then left.
Like, even when I sneak up on somebody, because you said ambush people, and I try, and I sneak up on someone, and even if I get my first shot off, and then it's like, and they've built a house. And I'm like, what? They've built a house in like 3 seconds. So then by the time I get into building mode and, like, figure out, like, here we go, like a staircase, and I start building a staircase, they're behind me and they've killed me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, hiding is the way to go. That's my favorite. I've got second place a couple of times. There was one time, I can't remember if I sent you the video or not, I made it to second place, and I hid in a sea can.
I saw that.
And then finally the guy found me, and then I killed myself.
That at the end of that video, I saw the guy, like, gliding off of his thing.
Yeah.
And coming down.
Yeah, he found me. So then I ran up to the top of his thing that he built and jumped off the end. Well, I didn't mean to jump off the end, but I did. So at least then he didn't kill me. I killed myself. So I won in my heart.
Okay. Now so. I kind of want to get into the community.
Okay.
And so I'm sure you've heard of Ninja.
I have, actually. He just won, like, a game award thing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is kind of narcissistic. I have he's also a meme though.
He's like a big for anyone that doesn't know who he is, he's like a big Fortnite streamer, right?
Yeah.
Like
there
on Twitch.
There are a lot, but most people, I mean, this is like a couple months ago, would say that Ninja was the best of the game.
Okay.
I don't know about now because everyone can build now. Everyone's really good. But Ninja is just like, you can look up so many clips. There's this big controversy that just went down where Ninja thought that he got stream sniped. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's where someone's watching your stream and they jump into the same game as you just to like ruin your game for you.
How can they do that?
They just got to ready up at the same time as you and be in the same servers.
Oh, I see. Oh, so then they're watching Ninja play on like Twitch.
Yeah.
So then they get into his next game and then just like go after him.
Yeah.
Because they're watching his stream so they can see where he is and then they go find him.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what he's complaining about?
So he's playing with his friends and this guy who was, I don't mean to like, but he seemed really extremely good and he like lasered him, which in case you know what that means, it means like just like all shots like hit your head or your body or just like you die almost instantly.
Okay.
So that's what happened and Ninja died and he spectated for half a second. And then one of the guys that he was playing with goes like, wait for the emote, which is when you dance.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of salty. So then he danced like a couple seconds after and he's like reported him for stream sniping. And then he said, I'm going out of my way to get this guy banned. And then he called someone at Epic Games and actually got him banned.
Wow.
So now Epic Games is also under fire for just like listening to whatever Ninja says.
Right. So that's just a dude that is like, so because like that Ninja guy is making bank. Like he's making a lot of money streaming Fortnite.
And tournaments. He won $1 million at a tournament. I mean like.
To play a free video game.
Yeah. He was like, Fortnite is so big. Like they got the Pro-Am tournament this summer, which if you don't know what that is, they got a celebrity and a streamer to go together and do duos and like whoever comes first gets $1 million for like a charity of their choice.
Wow.
And Ninja and the DJ Marshmello.
Okay.
They came first and second.
Wow.
And that was their duo. And
so this Ninja guy streams the game, makes millions of dollars, and he has so much pull that he can call Epic and tell them, I don't want player Y playing the game anymore because he's making me look bad, and then they ban the player.
Yeah, and
that's
then,
insane.
But like one, what does this button do? I think I accidentally pressed it.
You're okay.
Okay.
It'll unhook the microphone, so don't push it. But you're okay.
Okay.
So, what are you gonna say about Ninja?
He also, so he's like, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna go out of my way, and this guy responded, and he's like, because he had 6 spectators, which is like a lot of people to be watching you just play the game.
Okay.
And he's not even streaming or anything. It's just people he's killed in the game.
Right.
So he emoted to like rub it in their faces like, haha, I'm good.
Right.
And then Ninja reported him and got him banned. And then there was another controversy. This is a bit of an older one. It happened like September maybe where Ninja said that he doesn't play with female Twitch streamers because he's afraid of all the clickbait and all the stuff that's going to be, he's like, it's going to be on every video title. It's going to be like, if there's any hint of flirting or anything, and I don't want to put my wife through that. And it's like, you didn't need to say that.
Yeah. Ninja like, seems like kind of a dink.
Yeah. He's kind of a narcissist.
Yeah.
I think that's the right word.
Yeah. Screw you, Ninja.
He thinks he's better than everyone. He has a huge ego.
That's insane. This game is, I don't think there's ever been a game like this. Like, I mean, people could argue maybe Minecraft, where people were like this big online and stuff like that. But Fortnite has become like, it's the biggest video game in the world. Like, not even close. Like, it's so big. Did you see that people are starting to sue Epic? Oop, I just dropped my microphone. People are starting to sue Epic because they're taking their dances and using them in the game. Did you see that? The guy from Fresh Prince. Do you know Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes.
So Carlton, the Carlton dance?
The Carlton dance.
That guy is suing Epic because they took the Carlton dance and put it in Fortnite.
Backpack Kid. This is the most recent case of suing them for their dances. Do you know who that is?
No.
He made the floss dance, which I'm sure you know.
Oh, I hate that dance.
Me
yes,
too.
Okay.
My cousins do it. And I'm like, whoa. Because
so he's suing Epic because they took his dance?
Yeah, and he loves the game. I follow him on Instagram, and I saw in his story once, he's like, thanks for sending me the emote, Epic, because he wasn't playing when his emote was added into game, which is like season 2.
Okay.
He joined in like season 3, and they sent him like a gift of his dance in the game.
Oh,
he was like,
I see.
Thanks a lot for that. And he tagged them and everything. And then it just comes out recently that he's suing them, which makes me think that it's not him doing it. It's
right.
like someone he's working with.
Right.
Like, you can make a lot of money off this.
Yeah, you're right. That's what's going to happen now. And this happens not just in video games, but in every walk of life, is once someone finds a way to get stupid rich, everybody starts going after them. You find a reason to go after them. And
yeah.
That's what's going to, I mean, it's already happening and it's going to continue to happen with Fortnite. People are going to continue to sue them for little things or go after them because they're like, oh, discrimination, or you stole this, or copyright, or whatever, to try to get money. And the thing is like Fortnite, I mean, they probably don't like it, but they probably don't particularly care because they have so much money that they're like, yeah, what are you going to do? Take some of our money? Like, go ahead. We make millions of dollars a day. We don't care. Like, here's $1 million. Go away.
Yeah.
It's unreal,
like,
man.
The default dance in the game. That also is being sued about. And, like, that's the free dance.
Sorry, I think one of the dogs wants out. I'll talk by myself for a minute. You can let Rudy out. We're at almost half an hour of just talking Fortnite already. So we were... Okay, so for anyone that's listening to this right now, Ben's destroying things. He's trying to let the dog out of the room. We're trying to figure out what game we were going to talk about. Because this game is primarily about... We're going to wrap this thing up pretty soon, Ben. Because we primarily talk about old video games on here, as you guys know. Ben is 12?
Yes.
So Ben doesn't really know a lot of the old video games. And so we were trying to figure out what game to talk about, and we were flipping between Smash Bros. And this. And we decided to go Fortnite because I've already done an episode on Smash Bros. And nobody, and I mean this, and I guarantee you, everyone listening to this knows, like, there's not one person I know in gaming that knows more about Fortnite than you. Like, you've taught me stuff about Fortnite today that I didn't even know. So with that said, have you got any closing thoughts on Fortnite?
Fortnite is a fun game. If you're ever, because I watched this because I was getting really bored of it.
Right.
Because you just hop and do the same thing every time, which is, that's good why they're adding new stuff into it in the limited time modes.
Right.
But I kind of got bored, so I just like took a break and came back and played it, and it was so much fun. So that's like my strategy is, if I'm ever getting bored with it, I just stop.
Sometimes you have to do that, yeah. And I think that's not just with Fortnite. That's with any game.
Yeah.
That you can play over and over. Like, I was a Mario Kart 8. Like, I love Mario Kart 8. But even I hit a point where I was like, I need a breather from this. Like, I have played too many races. I need to play something else.
And then you sold it. And, like, a year later, weren't you like, I really want to play this right now.
Yeah, I bought it again, actually. I rebought it because it was bothering me so much. Now, the other game, and we're only going to do a couple minutes on this before we wrap this thing up. The other game we were talking about that we didn't end up talking about, even though we talked about. See what I, it sounded funny in my head. I'm a good comic, guys. Is Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yes.
Now, the reason we didn't talk about this one is because my buddy Mark and I recently put out a Smash Brothers episode, and I didn't want to do a second episode
and
that close.
You haven't played that much Smash Bros.
And I haven't played it. I literally, as you were talking about Fortnite, got a text from my pal Mark. Facebook message from my pal Mark, and he's like, did you get Smash Bros? Because I've had him asking me, I've had my buddy Chris asking me, you have asked me, all my friends have been like, hey man, do you have Smash Bros? And I'm like, no, because I made the rookie mistake of asking for Christmas and had to wait to Christmas to get Smash Bros. So I do have it. I've only played it for about half an hour, and it was with you when we were playing last night, and I sucked.
Unlocked Ness.
I did unlock Ness. So I will quickly get your thoughts. What do you think of Smash Bros. Ultimate?
Smash Bros. Ultimate is my favorite game right now, and I feel like it will be for a while. Because I'm okay at it. Like, I can play, and I don't do trash online. And, it feels really good because I'm working on new characters. Like, Palutena is a new character that I've never really tried and always worked on.
Mm-hmm.
One character, which is obviously the person I main. Which, if you don't know what that means, I'm sure you do.
That's the main character you use.
Yeah, you use them the most. It's Rosalina.
Yeah, you're a Rosalina guy.
Well, I just... When I played the fourth Smash Bros. When I was, like, 8 or something.
Yeah.
So, like, my first instinct was, oh, I gotta try Rosalina. And then I just kept playing her, and now I'm, like, pretty good at her. I haven't even played her against you, I don't think.
See, I really think that's what happens with most people's mains, is it's just the first or second... Like, it's the first character you really just start using. You know, like for me, it's Bowser and Mega Man. Those are my two. Yeah. And it's just
like some of your favorite characters.
And this because they're my two favorite video game characters of all time. It's those two. And actually, my third, if I had to pick a third main, is Wario. Those are my three. And it's because those are my three favorite characters. Like a Mario Tennis, I'm always Bowser or Wario. I love the Mega Man games. I think it's less about, I mean, maybe if you're really serious and really competitive, then you try everyone to find someone that fits your style. But to me, part of the fun of Smash Brothers is to just pick your favorite characters and just play as them.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
You know, like, and I will say, man, the roster in this game is, if you had told, like I'm 35, so 23 years ago, when I was your age, you had told me a fighting game will come out with almost 80 characters from all these different video game worlds, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, there will be 81 characters by the end of the DLC.
By the end of the DLC, which is insane, man. It's, and you know what I think is really cool about it? And this is what I wanted to bring up when we talked about this game. Is like, there's a gap between me and you. Because I play old games. I love old games. You don't really play a lot of the old ones. You know, like, you have you played the Nintendo Online on your Switch at all?
A little bit. My friend told me to try the Ice Climbers
game
that was on it. And I was like, that's so boring.
Right. Whereas, like, I love those games. Because that's the games I grew up playing. And what I think is cool about Smash Brothers is it's really a game that can take all these characters and all these franchises from my childhood and your childhood, like every gamer from the age of like 5 to like 50, and squish them all together. You know what I mean? And like, we can find common ground. Whereas like you were talking yesterday when we were playing about Ness, and you're like, I don't, you know, Ness is from Earthbound, but you've never played Earthbound or anything.
No.
Whereas I love Earthbound and I love Ness, but you really like, you like Ness on, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
Lucas a lot because he is way more annoying than Ness.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun to be an annoying character.
My friend Lucas actually hates Lucas in the game because he was Bowser and I was Lucas,
right.
And I just like catch, I'd be like, PK fire, PK fire.
You just keep hitting the spam in the move, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, PK Bowser.
But it's cool that it's really cool. It's a great gap closer for different generations of gamers because we can all just sit down and celebrate like the history of video games and all the different characters and franchises they put together. Like, Nintendo really, like, anyone that listens to this knows that I'm a Nintendo homer. Like, I love Nintendo. I'm a Nintendo fanboy. I always have been. I always will be. Smash Brothers is really that franchise where they go and just pay homage. Like, they do so, they show so much love to all the different video game characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll never happen, but it'd be so cool to get like some PlayStation characters and some like some
Crash
Xbox
Bandicoot
characters.
I think
Crash gets in. Oh yeah. Okay. So let's end on this because we're gonna wrap this thing up.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
This is off topic, but did you see the new characters that are coming out in Aces?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's what I like about Aces too. And Sakurai is doing such a good job at like keeping his games fresh.
Oh, we're talking Mario Tennis Aces, by the way.
Yes. So they're adding Pauline and Luma are the next characters.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I was wondering if that's why you bought the game because you saw the new characters that were coming out.
No, I just loved Mario Tennis.
That's the breaking
point. Yeah. No, Mario Tennis on the GameCube, like. My buddy Chris Russell is probably listening to this. He used to take the bus to my apartment every morning and then catch a ride with me to work. And he would take an early bus to get to my house so we could play a game of Mario Tennis every morning before we drive to work. And I always beat him And I wrote a song about it, and he used to get really mad. But Chris, if you listen to this, I own you at Mario Tennis. But no, Nintendo's great now at putting, like, they have all these characters to draw from to drop into these games. Like you said, like Mario Tennis. I would love to see some more DLC for Mario Kart. I don't know if it's going to happen. I think they're probably just working on a new Mario Kart. But I would love to see that. And then Smash, like the amount of characters they've dropped into Smash. So that's what I wanted to ask you. And hopefully I get this one up before they announce who the next four characters are. Because when Mark and I recorded our Smash Brothers episode, we ended up looking kind of dumb because we put it out and then found out there were these characters that didn't get in.
Okay, also, by the way, did you know Dixie Kong was supposed to get in Melee? A clone? No, whenever Diddy Kong came in, which might have been Brawl.
I don't remember.
But, like, she was supposed to get in as a clone character, but she just didn't.
That bugs me because, to me, that's the number one, that's the biggest Nintendo character that's not in Smash Brothers.
Dixie Kong?
Is Dixie Kong. Either her or Waluigi.
Waluigi, I really want him in.
Everybody wants, like, Waluigi in.
I don't think they're going to do it, though, because he cares about his stuff, which is, like, kind of strange, because, like, I feel like I see a lot of video game companies just doing stuff that the public wants.
See?
And not caring about what... Also, I really hope... I don't hope, like, it would be great to have another Smash after this one, but I feel like this might be the last one for Sakurai. Because, like, the Spirits mode is kind of a summary of the whole thing, and it feels like it's all over.
This will be the last one for a long time.
This is so... I've read so much and heard so much about it. This is, like, the most mentally draining game. He was thinking of quitting making video games altogether just because Smash Bros. Is so hard.
Well, think about it, man. He's got 80 characters. Like, forget the spirits, forget the maps, forget the music. Just the core characters. He has 80 fighters that he has to keep balanced. He can't have one too much stronger than all the rest. But at the same time, he's trying to make them all feel different and trying to make them all like accurate portrayals of what they could do in their respective video games, right? Like the way Little Mac has his KO meter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the way that, like, Ryu can do, like, his Street Fighter moves and things like that. He's trying so hard to make them all like they're supposed to be, but then make them all work in one. I can't even, like... This podcast stresses me out. This podcast, I can't imagine making that game. Like, it's, he just, like, if this is his final, like, if this is it, and he, like, throws in the towel and is like, I did it. He went out on an incredibly high note.
Yeah.
Because this game is so beloved already. In, like, the 3 weeks it's been out, everybody loves this game.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, a lot of people listening to this, and you have heard about how terrible Melee was for him, because he was working nonstop. He got, like, 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
He'd just be working on this game. And the fact, because nothing's really come out about Ultimate yet and how it was making it. Yeah. So, and the fact he got a brand new game out in, like, 4 years from the last one.
He turned
one,
it fast, man. Yeah.
Which is, like, it's surprising because it feels like that might have been the same thing that was happening.
He should be proud of it. I'm sure he is, if he's not dead.
Yeah.
Okay, last thought before we get out of here. There's four DLC characters left to announce. If you had to guess right now, who do you think your four DLC characters are?
I don't think Waluigi's going to make it. That would be amazing if he did. Like, he would be the last one. He would be the fifth final.
That's what I think. I think it is.
Joker getting in was a good one.
Joker was a huge... See, Joker was interesting because, like, I don't know if you've played the Persona games.
It's, like, so weird that they would let
it makes
a character
me,
like that in.
Well, but see, you know what? They can use that. Like, they put Cloud in the last one.
Yeah, that's,
and,
like,
now Final Fantasy games are coming to Switch.
Yeah.
They added Joker. A lot of people think the Persona games are coming to Switch. And so they could use these last four characters as ways to promote new games coming to their consoles. Because the thing is, like, as far as Nintendo goes, they're out of characters. Like, who else is there from Nintendo? You could put Dixie in. I would love to see Dixie get in.
Yeah.
And I would love to see... And I'm telling you right now, I'm standing by it. The fifth character is going to be Waluigi. I think it is. I think they're going to cave to public outcry. They're going to put Waluigi in.
You know who's going to be in it?
Who?
Like, 100% is Bandana D.
I don't know who that is.
It's from Kirby. He's, like, he's more popular than the normal, like, DDs.
Okay.
Little turds that King Dedede used to throw at his enemies.
Okay. So you think Bandana D?
Final Smash as well. So, like,
oh, I see. Okay, so you think Bandana D?
Bandana D. I just had one. I had, I think Waluigi has a good chance.
I think he does.
By popular demand.
That's what I think it is. Because I think if he announces that fifth character and it's not Waluigi, a lot of people hate it no matter who it is because it's not Waluigi.
But also assist trophy, right?
Yeah, but I don't, like, think that matters, though.
Yeah, because spirits, there are some spirits of characters that are already in the game.
I think that I think that's what they do. I think that fifth reveal, whenever it comes out, they're like, oh yeah, one more thing. And then Wario is on the screen. maybe he's getting beat up by like Mario Luigi or something, and then like a bomb comes in and it's Waluigi, and then everyone will lose their minds. And you know what? I'm telling you, because if they announce that guy a year from now and the game is starting to like slowly slow down and people are kind of moving on to other games and things like that, and then they drop Waluigi, it'll blow up so big on the internet that everyone will be so excited. It'll get Smash Brothers right back up to the main hype. You know what I mean? Like everyone will be like, oh yeah, oh, Smash Brothers. So
definitely.
Okay, so I'm going Dixie Kong because that's who I want.
Yeah.
I want Dixie Kong. I'm saying Crash Bandicoot. I'm saying Banjo-Kazooie.
I just mouthed Banjo.
Banjo-Kazooie, get in. And then I think Waluigi. I think that's the final four.
Okay, so I don't know if you forgot about this, but there's a new Fire Emblem game coming out in 2019.
Yeah, but...
And I feel like they might put another one in just to annoy people.
I'm incredibly excited to play the Fire Emblem game, but I don't want any more Fire Emblem characters in my Smash Brothers.
And they're all pretty much the same
thing. Boring. Yeah, they're boring. I would rather have another Pokemon before I got another Fire Emblem character, because at least the Pokemon are all different.
I feel like they might put another Pokemon in.
Okay. We gotta wrap. This thing's going long. No, it's okay. It's going. So who do you think? So you're
Dixie
going
Kong.
Dixie Kong.
Bandana D. A Fire Emblem character.
A Fire Emblem character.
And then Banjo Kazooie.
Banjo Kazooie. I think Banjo and Crash are the two most obvious fits.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like they put Banjo in over Crash because, you know, the Sony and Nintendo, there was a feud there, right?
There was a long time ago, but they're all like, well, they still don't work together really, but Crash isn't Sony exclusive anymore. Like Crash Team Racing is coming out. Yeah. Like Crash Team Racing remade is coming out next year.
On the Switch?
Yep. In like June or July. And I feel like there's a new Crash Bandicoot game coming. And I think that'd be the perfect way to promote it would be to drop Crash into, because Crash would handle perfect in Smash.
Or Minecraft Steve.
Oh, people would lose it. I know my buddy Chris right now is like, don't put Minecraft in Smash. He hates Minecraft. Okay, we're going to end this thing. So we talked Smash Brothers. We talked Fortnite. Oh, yeah, the whole episode started with Fortnite.
Yeah.
Then we kind of got into everything. It's whatever. It was fun. Any last thoughts to the video game world before we end this thing?
The video game world, I feel like, is at one of the higher points. Because people at my school actually talk about video games, which is something I hear from like a lot of people is not something that usually happened like a long time ago.
There was times where it wasn't necessary. I mean, Nintendo was big, but once kids got a little older, it wasn't cool to be a video gamer for a while.
Yeah,
but it's cool to be a video game gamer now.
We had a Smash Bros. Tournament at the family dinner the other night, and
go ahead.
Auntie Shaylee won, and you went out the first
round. I lost in about 30 seconds. I lost in the first round. Well, now I've lost all credibility to the podcast audience. Thanks, Ben.
But I don't know. No, her strategy was to just jump until her opponents killed themselves.
Yep. And she won.
And it worked. Like, every single one of her opponents just died.
She's the same one that can't beat the first level in Mario. This is a disgrace. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Dude, thank you so much for doing the podcast again.
Thank you.
And for everyone listening to this, this could be in February. I don't know, but Merry Christmas. And I hope 2019 is treating you well. And
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. And go play some video games. And Gino for Smash. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
We want Gino. Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. That is going to do it for this episode, you guys. Thank you so much for coming back and checking us out. And Ben, thank you again for coming on the show. You really nailed it, man. You're a great guest, and we'll do this again the next time I see you. You guys, if you are new to the show, we normally post our episodes on Wednesday. This was a bonus episode. I've been excited to get up. So a couple of days ago, I posted an episode about Roller Coaster Tycoon for the PC. So if this is your first episode and you're interested, go check that out. Go check out all of our old episodes. You can find them all on your favorite podcast service. They're all on YouTube. Just search for Remember the Game or hit up our website, which is rememberthegamepodcast.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Member the Game, just like Remember, but with LDRE at the front because some jerk already took those. And that's it, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be back again on Wednesday with another episode of Retro Gaming Goodness. Ben, thanks for doing this. You guys, thanks for checking us out. I will talk to you again in a few days. Cheers.